ends the Shir Shavuos specials for Rabbi Naaman Rasi Sheyichyu, Refuas Tzvi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Sarah Leah Ben Sarifka, Lui Nishmas, Harav Aaron Yudalei, Ben Rav Noach Tzvi, Rav David Ben Rav Shmuel, and Nechagidl Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi, B'choy Tzei Chalat Tzeha, based in the Torah of my Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Futnu Zetzal. Yisro says, Ate Yadati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elokim, Ki B'dabar Shir Zadu Aleim. Yisro says, now I know Hashem is greater than all the gods. Gadol Havaya, Havaya is greater than all the other gods. Because what the Mitzrim wanted to do to the Jews, that what they did to the Jews, that was done to them. B'kderish Abishlu, Banaz Bashlu. They cooked a certain pot. They wanted to drown the Jews. They got drowned. So it's very difficult to understand that this dafka is what showed Yisrael that Hashem is Gadol Mikol Elokim, that Kederish Abishlu, Banaz Bashlu, they drowned Jewish children, so therefore they got drowned. What about the Etzem Hotzav Yitzim and Mitzrayim? Why doesn't that show him the greatness of Hashem? The beginning of Parshas Va'era, it says, Va'era, I will show myself to Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, with Kel Shakai. I showed myself with the name of Kel Shakai, but Shmi Hashem, the name of Havaya, they didn't know me with that name. And therefore, tell the Jewish people, Ani, Hashem, I'm Havaya, and I took you out of Egypt, etc. So you see that Yitzis Mitzrayim was with Shem Havaya. Unlike the name that was revealed to the Avos. So why does Yisro get an appreciation of the godless of Shem Havaya, Mikol Elokim, only after Kriyas Yamsuf? All of Yitzias Mitzrayim was with Shem Havaya. So why dafka Kriyas Yamsuf? So we can explain this by understanding the idea of vomiting, Hakah. It says that the earth will not vomit you like it vomited the nation that was before you. The Ramban explains that Eretz Yisrael is Nachlas Hashem, and it vomits out anybody who's Metame. Can't take Ovdi Avodah Zarah, it can't take Megali Arayus, because it's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. So the Hakah is not a punishment for a sin, it is a natural result of the essence of Eretz Yisrael. And that's different than Galus. Galus is a punishment for sin, but Hakah is more of a natural process, like a body rejects a graft. Eretz Yisrael just can't take Ovdi Avodah Zarah and Megali Arayus. So Megali Arayus we're not going to talk about, but Ovdi Avodah Zarah, the Ramban is Marich in Vayikra Yudches, and he explains that the other countries have a Sar, have a Moshel. Hashem is called Adonai Adonim, the Master of Masters. Eretz Yisrael is directly with Hashem. Ki chelek Hashem amo. Eretz Yisrael is a direct line to Hashem. So what's the union of Memshel Sarim? So we know that the sun, for example, is a Moshel. Is a Moshel. The sun rules certain phenomenon in nature depend on the sun. So the sun is a ruler. So just like in Gashmias we have rulers, so too in Ruchnias. Each nation has their sire, they have their culture, they have their philosophy, they have their nature. Every country, like Rodesla talks about. So Eretz Yisrael, and this comes from the sire. That relates to the sire, their specific type of culture. But Eretz Yisrael, as Rav Kook talks about, right, the nature of Eretz Yisrael and the nature of Am Yisrael is Kutcha Brichu, is Kedusha. That's the special school of Eretz Yisrael. Every country has their schoolas. And Eretz Yisrael's school is that it's Ruchnius, it's Kedusha, it's Hashem is directly running the show. Eretz Yisrael is Nitzchius. What other country lost its people and then they praying to come back for 2,000 years and they came back? So there's a natural recoiling from Ovdei Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Dafka, the land where Hashem is directly watching over, so it can't take Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So that's the Indian of Hakakah's nature, that it just vomits it out. It just doesn't agree with your stomach. You vomit it all in, you vomit it out. So too with Eretz Yisrael, Ovdei Avodah Zarah just don't work, because we have a direct line to Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha, but it's direct. So that's one example of a natural process. Another example of this natural process of Hakakah is that if you have a stone that somebody was stoned with to death, so you bury the stone. And the Talmud Dvar writes in Perek Aleph Midachi that we have this din, we have a parallel in Hagav Hashem. That Paro carried out the punishment, And now there's nothing left to do with him, so he gets the punishment himself. That's the nature. He did what he had to do in punishing the Jewish people, and now he goes into the water, and he's punished. So, and that's what Paro, and that's what the Yisro understood. Yisro understood that Tvias Paro is mitzad hakol, that's the nature. Right, you have the Yetzirah is mefata the person to sin, and then it's mekatrek, and then it punishes who satan who Yetzirah who malach hamavis. But in the end, he's going to kill the malach hamavis, because eventually, what carried out the punishment is itself going to be liquidated. There's no more of a need for it. So Yisro understood that something special was going on. If it wasn't stam and onesh. It wasn't stam and onesh, because why keep a davar shir zadu aleim? Why was it done dafka in this specific way? It must be there's a natural process over here that Paro drowned the Jewish people, and therefore he gets drowned. It wasn't just to save the Jewish people, and it wasn't b'taras onesh. It was a mahalach tivi. It was natural. Because the person cooks a dish, so he gets cooked in that dish. That's the nature of things. There's certain talichim tiviim in the world, and that's one of them. They cooked it up. They cooked up this drowning thing, so they get drowned. There's no need for them anymore. They carried out their punishment of the Jewish people, and now there's no need for them anymore, so they get the same thing. To show that this is what they prepared for themselves. This is the dish that they prepared. It isn't stam and onesh. It's a talich to be like losaki. It's like Eretz Yisrael can't take over the avodah zarah. It's against the nature of the land. The nature of the land is that it just ejects, vomits out, spits out over the avodah zarah. In the same way, there's this natural process that when after punishment is carried out, then they're no longer necessary, the one who carries out the punishment. It could be the Evan Shiniskalban, it could be a Paro. So that's what Yisro understood. But Davar Asher Zadu, it's not just a Cheshbon Pashut of Hatzala. It's a Kiyum of Haka. That's the natural process. They cooked it, so they get cooked in it. So he saw, Ki Gadol Havaya Mikol Okim, this is something, wow. This is the great Havaya. And that's why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf, and not just Siyas Saim. Siyas Saim was going above nature. But Kriyas Yamsuf is Hakaz Koach Hamanish, is the vomiting out of the power that gave punishment. So Shem Havaya is the shame of Chesed. And that's the Chesed of Hashem. When he runs the Jewish people and he conducts our affairs, Chelek Hashem Amo. Our Chelek is with Havaya. And therefore there's a natural process that those who punish us in the end get punished in the same way. There's no more need for them. And that's the special b'china that Yisro saw, Ki Gadol Havaya Mikol Elokim. That wasn't revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was Hasra. There was a warning before by Paro. There was no Hasra before. There's no, if you keep running, you're going to get drowned in the sea. No, there was no warning before, because warning is when you're being punished for doing something wrong. That was in the Mitzrayim. But here it's a natural process. I mean, Mela, no warning is necessary. Just naturally, that's what's going to happen. He's going to be drowned because he drowned the Jewish people. So this is incredible, Baruch Hashem. And there's a lot more where this came from. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.